God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish and strengthen us as we walk the path of life with Him and with our Lord Jesus Christ. And here in Romans chapter 8, he began the chapter by saying that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He ends the chapter by saying, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And buried in there, He gives us more guidance and more strength to know that He's sending the Holy Spirit to us in the epistle lesson in the 8th chapter. And He says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may be glorified with Him." I want you to think about that. I want you to think where your power comes for living. Oh, we know about power. There's cars with all these mufflers on them and big tires and engines that roar and speed down the highways. We know about power with chainsaws, with lawnmowers, bicyclists. We know about all these powers. But what happens when on a bike the chain gets all clogged up and stops moving? Or what happens with the chainsaw when the teeth of the saw just gets jammed up and falls off because it wasn't tight too soon? What happens when all that power is gone? So you think about all that earthly power and what happens when something happens to it. I want you to think about your spiritual life. I want you to think about your faith life. The faith that you have in God the Father and in God the Son, Jesus Christ. And I want you to think about that power of the Holy Spirit. Because that's who comes to us. Comes to us in word and sacrament. Comes to lead us to Jesus. Comes to teach us about Jesus Christ and all that He is. I want you to think about that Spirit. And I want you to think about that power that God gives to us to believe in Jesus. Think back to your baptism. And the Master said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." God came into our hearts and lives through the power of the Holy Spirit to cause us to believe, to receive God's grace and mercy, His peace, and His love. And then He calls us children. But as we remember, children are children. And we, when we were children, disobeyed our parents quite often, didn't we? Sin came to dwell in our hearts and lives, even when we received the Spirit. Think of it as adults. We sin. Satan comes into our hearts and dwells there and starts pulling us away from God, and God is stronger, and He sends us the Spirit, the word and deed, to draw us back to Himself. Children of God, even though we stray like lost sheep, God comes to us. And He forgives us our sins. The Apostle Paul said, We have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and he should know, because he did fall short of the glory of God when he lived and tore people out of their homes to bring them to Damascus and have them killed for their faith. And Jesus turned Paul, turned Saul into Paul, just as he turns us too, to bring us into that glorious faith, that glorious thing that we have. Because even though we face difficulties in our life, even though we face strains and horrible decisions, God sends that Holy Spirit to help us remember who we are. And it's interesting how he begins in the 7th chapter. You know, we heard that last week. You know, we constantly do the thing that we hate. But it's sin dwelling in me. But thanks be to God, he sends Jesus to suffer for us, to die on the cross, to be raised from the dead, to give us that glorious life. And that's what God does. God is amazing. God comes to us. You and I who need spiritual renewal, that we need the body of Christ coming to us. You know, because life is fragile. We need to treat our life as such. As God's children, blessed with all things. And he comes to us today in his word to strengthen us, to watch over us, to have us walk with Christ. Because as we walk with Christ, we're different people. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, the letter of 2 Corinthians, about being in Christ. And as we are in Christ, the old passes away, the new blossoms forth. We're like the new tulip that comes forth from the barren soil and bursts into this color. That's who we are. We burst forth of a forgiving God. And so he uses us. He uses all we have. The gifts, the talents, the strength we have to declare Christ as Lord and Savior all come from a gracious God. And he lifts us up so that we're able to confess Jesus and be used by him to stretch out into the world. You know people that haven't been in church. You know people who are straying away from God. You know people that need Jesus in their heart and in their life. You know people that you want here in church to proclaim God's word and to look into what God has in store for us. We need to draw those people in, because God uses you. Church growth, but that they did this survey long time ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, but it still rings out the same, that 95% of people who come to church come because of you. Not because of the pastor, not because of the sign outside, not because of any other reason but you. That's the power that God gives you as his servant. As Christ's disciple. So when you think about the power of cars and jets and trucks and all of those sorts of things, I want you to think about the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, causing you to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to receive him and also to be used by that Holy Spirit to reach others and to confess Jesus as Lord. In Christ's holy name, amen.